Here I am again. My name is Sean Ross. I'm a white South African and a nigger in Switzerland. Excuse me, my brothers, but I'm one of you. I belong to you. You know, you understand what I mean? And they've been treating me like very, very, very badly. Torture, terror, lies, putting me in prison for nothing. They just lie things together, you know, like putting the foreigner in prison. And this is my answer, actually, to Swiss hatred. My answer is, make love, not war. You know, and it has in its ear an SVP and the Swiss flag that the sheep has in its ear. So make love, not war. In other words, a four-letter word, the Swiss. Yeah. So my aim is to unite all peoples of all religions and all races and all colors against these Swiss pharaohs. And actually, it's been proven now. The Swiss show us they don't want to be part of the world. They don't want to be part of Europe. They financed all wars, the Second World War, the first one, the 30-year war, where over 100,000 Swiss mercenaries under Templar guidance killed millions of Germans, and in France as well. They financed Adolf Hitler, and now they want us to wage a racist war. You see what I mean? You see where I'm getting at? So it's been proven on this year, 2011, on July 28th, it's been proven that 50% of the Swiss are indeed pharaohs and having the pharaonic DNA in their blood, which is due to the Primae Noctis, which is the first right. When a lord, a landlord, or a nobleman in his castle, and the kings of fully pharaonic descent, of course, they were Tsars, Son Altesse Royale, like in a sarcophagus, a Tsar, which I explained in the Pharaoh show on my channel, Gyuhe. Excuse me. And the first rite, the Primae Noctis in Latin, that meant the Germanic, at those days still Germanic, people here in Switzerland, on the first day of their marriage, the woman had to come and lie in the bed with the Lord. And this is how the pharaonic genes and DNA got spread. And only those ones who have the DNA inside that can be initiated in a Freemasonry lodge, as Mr. Adolf Hitler had it from his grandfather named Frankenberger, who was probably a Rothschild. And rot, it means red in German, and child or shield, it means shield. So it's a red shield, like you can see here, you know, behind the sheep. Make love, not war. Let's four letter word them. You know, let's four letter word the Swiss, because they don't want to be part of the world. So well, let's show them then, eh? Yeah, they kidnapped my boy, Myron, in 2001, and they said I have to act and write not against Switzerland, and the holy Switzerland, and the holy people of Switzerland, who are the beloved people of God, what they say. They believe this. Actually, they do. It's unbelievable. They feel so superior over all other peoples. They feel superior over black people, over Muslims with their minaret stuff and all that. Torturing Muslims in their prisons here. What they did with the poor Mr. Gaddafi as well, which was very bad. And his son, yeah. So they feel superior. They feel like the chosen ones. which they really say. And of course the pharaohs, they are descendants of the pharaohs, which have been proven out. So they are the chosen ones. So they kidnapped my boy, the authorities and all. And they said, even the authorities said this, the police and the justice department, they told me, well, you can only see your boy again if you write and act against the Jews. I have nothing against the Jews. You know, they're normal people, like anybody else, you know, the Hebrew people. I've got 3 or 4 Hebrew friends, Mr. Von Fuchs, Mr. Zilberman, really nice people, you know, really, they have more feelings inside than these cold-hearted Swiss pharaonic DNA robots. Yeah. So I want to unite all people of all races, the Hebrew people, the African people, the Muslim people, all together. Because, dear Muslims, I don't think the Hebrews is a problem, but the pharaohs inside is a problem. As the pharaohs rule over Israel as well. I mean, we saw in 1948 how the Hebrew people fought against the British Empire. You know, they blew up the King David Hotel with a lot of people killed. So, I mean, if they are themselves a new world order, if they are the rulers of the world, if they would be, so why do they fight the new world order? It doesn't make any sense, does it? I'm not a Jew lover, you know, they're like anybody else. But, yeah. And a couple of months ago this year, the Orthodox Jews, they said the Torah is the law. And not the Rothschild New World Order is there. So they stormed, the Orthodox Jews, they actually stormed the High Court in, I think it was in Jerusalem, with the obelisk on it and all that. Their own people stormed it. So that means it's not them. You know, it's only a part of it is them. Well, look at the Pharaoh show and explain that as Hebrews and Pharaohs, and not all of them are bad. Yeah. So now it's 10 years ago. I haven't seen my son anymore. No life signs at all. They're asking the Swiss authorities, who all stick together like flies on the shit they do. They're asking a ransom of 100,000 francs, roughly. I mean, they stole my kid. I mean, where should I get 100,000 francs from? You know, I couldn't work all these days, all these years, 14 years. I don't even have a social. I don't have a social, a health insurance. I got nothing. I'm making my T-shirts like this. I'll show it to you later, and I'm selling them. You know, but not very much. It's just some pocket money. Yeah, and well, I don't think my boy is still alive, actually. But I'm gonna talk in this vid to him. Maybe he, or if anybody knows him, any Muslims maybe know him. His name is Mairon Frey, so that's Mairon, and the last name Frey. And he's somewhere in Baselland or in Solothurn, I don't know. But again, I don't think he's still alive. Because the Swiss lie. They always lie. And they're united. United lies. You know, United Lies Incorporated. Yeah. And, yeah. So I take every policeman in this country is responsible for this, because they've all been terrorizing me, and they are responsible for taking my son away, because they're just executing orders. They don't care. For them, I'm just a foreigner. You know? I had real bad nightmares over many years. Now I don't have any anymore because of my son. No. They put me in prison, you know, for 1 year, one lousy year. And I tell you, in Switzerland, in prison, you really got to feel their hatred. Oh, they really throw it out over you like a bucket full. You know, in other countries, like in France, you know, there's pity. Okay, the guy is in the street, he had enough. Okay, pity him, let him go, leave him alone. But here's the other way around, you know. The moment you can't defend yourself, you know, really lying down, then they really start kicking at you. And the strong ones, like the US, you know, they pretend like smiling through their teeth and all that. And like sort of lick some body parts, you know. Yeah. My ex-wife, her name is Gabriella, she always left the boy when he was 2 years old with completely strangers because she wanted to go into the disco, you know. And I don't fancy these sort of things. Not at all. The mere thought of it gives me a bad headache, actually. And so she left it with real strangers. And I said, I was 100% ready to look after him. I remember him the last time I saw him, he had his arms spread out to me. It was heart tearing. I couldn't do anything. And she left it on the countryside with these real strange people. And then the only thing I could do, you know, because I don't have any rights here, I pointed with my finger, with my index finger on her breast, you know. I said, don't do this. Don't leave your son. You know, it's also my son. Don't leave him with perfect strangers. I mean, the women here, they leave, you know, to terrorize a man. They leave him, the child, with just about anybody, except with his real father, you know, the last one. So then she dropped a complaint, you know. And she did her acting, and so of course she had all the policemen who were also Swiss, and the Justice Department also Swiss behind her, and they convicted me to 2 months prison. Because I wanted to protect my boy. You don't leave a child with completely perfect strangers. You didn't even know the people. I mean, the Swiss, they have so much hatred against Islam. They say, well, in the Arab world, a woman isn't worth nothing. She's worth about 10 camels. But it's not true. They lie. I mean, it's the other way around. A child with a foreigner is worth nothing. This child is worth 100 camels or 100,000 francs. This is the sisters of Isis. This is Egypt. This is Pharaoh. This is Shaitan Dajjal. So, after my vid here, I put on my t-shirt and I talk a little bit to my boy in German. I hope you understand that. What? I mean, not the lingo, but understand that I do this. And that I have to talk in German to him. And, yeah. So in this prison, you go to, in this country, yeah, it is a prison. You go to prison if you want to protect your child. Because the child doesn't belong to the parents, maybe to the mother if she's Swiss, but not to the foreign father. The child belongs to the state. This is how it is, yeah. Yeah. And then they turn the whole thing upside down. You know, they're so good in deceiving, in deception and false flag operations. I mean, the false flag operation was invented in Switzerland, for God's sake. They hate us. I mean, they show it, they hate us. They show it openly with their white sheep and their black boots, the black cross, all the Nazi things I saw here. Yeah. So, yeah, make love, not war. Because fighting for justice is like fucking for virginity. Yeah.
So, from here, that was the thing I put it on. And these are the t-shirts I make. Oh man, if I wear this on the street, you should see them looking. Because the Swiss love hatred. They don't love being nice to each other. Make love, not war. They don't like the idea. You see, that's why they hate this. Yeah. So all my brown brothers, my black brothers, my red and yellow and brownish and whiteies and, you know, all, you know, and all nations, let's unite because they want